Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Yes, it is the Weekend Buzz here on Dublin's Q102 with me, Nicola Barden. On the toy show, he completely won over our hearts already with his singing. A singer that everybody in the country now knows. On the toy show, he completely won over our hearts already with his singing. And the next thing, Dermot Kennedy arrived out to help him along. And we all remember his face as he kept singing, but was completely in shock. It was just a gorgeous moment, as all the toy show was. Michael Maloney, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm brilliant. How are you doing?
Good, good. That must have been, like, is that the most surreal moment of your life?
Oh my God, definitely. Because, like, when I was actually singing the song, when he first came out on stage, I initially thought that his voice was a part of the backing track that I was singing to, because his vocals were actually in the backing track. And then it kind of kept getting louder as he walked on stage, and I looked around and, you know, there he was, just my idol, like, standing beside me singing.
Because you could even see, like, we could obviously see him as he starts to come out and he starts singing, and it takes you that few seconds. So yeah, you know, you suddenly, and then you're so professional for someone so young. You literally kept singing even though you were looking at him wide-eyed.
Oh, well, when it came out, my mind kind of just went blank. Like, I didn't know what to do. I kind of forgot everything I was doing. And then he started singing with me, and obviously you don't get to do a duet with your hero like every other day, so. When he started singing, I just kind of, I kept singing because I was having way too much fun to stop anyway. And it kind of just happened, you know.
Oh, it's unreal. So let's go back to how you even got onto the toy show in the first place.
Yeah. So my mum said that she'd enter me, you know, just because she wouldn't feel guilty for not having entered me. But, you know, neither of us ever thought that I'd get anywhere with this. But then we got called for a second audition, and we were absolutely just over the moon with excitement. You know, we definitely, like, never thought that I'd get any further than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the evening when I came home and they were after telling my mum that we'd actually got through to the toy show, oh, we nearly fainted when we were told that. Like, I don't think mum has still gotten over it. She's still every morning kind of like in shock.
I can imagine. It's every kid's dream to be on, every kid and adult, sorry, I've changed that, in Ireland to be on the toy show.
Oh, it was an absolutely mad experience.
Like that, you must have just, as you said, you're just looking at it going,
We probably won't, but it's good that they're, you know, giving us the option to try even.
Yeah. Like, we never actually thought we'd get anywhere, but we just did it for some, you know, just a bit of fun to have something to be at, you know.
And was it your idea then to sing Dermot, or did they kind of suggest a few songs to you?
Well, on the Today Show with Maura and I in May, during the first lockdown, I sang a Dermot Kennedy song on their, like, kind of home, like a Zoom from your living room. You know how they do that? So we had to type an article, and so we told them that I liked Dermot Kennedy and that I loved his music. So they actually got back and asked me to sing Giants, which I'd never tried to sing that one before. So I learned it over the weekend and sent it into them on the Monday. So I learned it on the Friday and sent it on the Monday. So I
can imagine you'll never forget any of the words them that song ever again.
I don't think I will.
Like,
brave
even
in my memory.
And even the run up, like, your friends must have been so jealous before you even were on it, just to say that you were going on it.
They all made a big fuss. They were all like telling every teacher they could find my friend's going to be on the toy show.
You're the celebrity. You're like this newfound fame. I saw, like, your Instagram has 43,000 followers.
Yeah, it was mad, because even coming home from the toy show that evening, like, it went up from, I think, like 300 to 43,000. And it's like, it's just absolutely crazy. Like, I never thought that anything like this could happen to, like, me, do you know? And all the messages people have been sending in as well have been so kind and lovely. So can I just thank everybody for the messages? And I'm even getting Christmas cards sent in the door to me.
What? Oh, my God. That is amazing. The power of, like, one show, you know what I mean? For people to see you.
And they're all addressed to Michael Maloney from The Toy Show.
Oh, you have to love on post that they find you.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know how they found me.
Oh, it's like, it's such an unbelievable thing. The toy show is such a positive thing that Ireland has, and it's so unique. And
I know,
you know, we see
this year especially, you kind of needed this, you know, that uplift.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm guessing you spent a lot of the year at home, you know, being homeschooled and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Well, it was, like, I prefer actually physically going into school, because, you know, obviously with the home learning, there's a lot of distractions. If you're just kind of sitting in a room, you know, there'll be people talking, or, you know, you're not in the headspace of a classroom if you're at home. It's just not the same, kind of. And even, like, it's crazy, because we were always, like, you know, we had to go somewhere, going on holidays or somewhere, but it was mad, like, having to just be home, like, every day. Like, you know, if you said it to me, like, this time last year, I would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, what do you mean I can't even go down the road and see me pals, or, like, hang out with the lads at lunchtime or something?
Yeah, I have to be in my room or, like, my house, I guess.
Yeah, and then to go from that, you know, the start of the year you're spending, you know, just with your family, not really seeing very many people, to being on a show that, as you said, is so important this year, more so than any other year. And we saw from the kids, everything was socially distanced. You know, Tubbs was obviously the distance away from everybody, and it must have been hard to kind of work around backstage to be like, okay, you stand there. And
yeah, they had like a 2 meter long stick that they were just kind of bringing around, making sure, measuring that we were all 2 meters apart. And we had like all sanitizers and everything around every corner. They'd just be like, sanitize, and, you know, so it was awful strange, like, you know.
Yeah, someone running at you with a 2 meter stick is going to be quite weird.
Yeah, it's not very normal. I'm not very used to it.
So then, you know, you're there and you met, you know, you sing with Dermot and everything, and as we see the camera pans and, you know, we go to something else or we go to an ad break, what happened then for you?
So I was taken off the stage and they were going to bring me to meet Dermot in, like, you know, to have a private conversation. But then I actually remembered that I had to go back on for the finale of the show, which was taking place like a couple minutes from then. So they actually had to bring me back out to the show. So when I was actually back on the set for the second time, they actually had told my mum that he had gone home. But then after I came out, I was, you know, packing up my stuff, and we were on our way to, like, get my mom and head out. When they went to me and my mum, they were just like, you're needed in the VIP room. So me and mum were just kind of, we kind of just looked over at each other and just were like, okay. And it turns out he actually hadn't gone home. That was the second surprise of the night.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. And he was like, and then there was a third surprise as well, because he actually had bought me a left-handed guitar, because we're actually both left-handed guitarists. So we were like, just, you know, talking about how you can never find a left-handed guitar anywhere. So he'd actually bought me like a left-handed Fender guitar, and I think I could have fainted.
I would have fainted. I think I would have just, if I'd walked in and he was there first of all, and then he's like, got you this, and it's like made for you in the sense.
Yeah, and he also signed it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
You probably never want to play it because it's like so perfect.
Yeah, it's like in a case on the wall.
Yeah, it's like, thanks Dermot, like it's perfect for me, but I don't want to touch it now because it's so special.
Yeah, I have to clean it every day.
And what was he like, you know, to talk to?
Oh, he was so kind and just super chill. You know, you'd think you'd have known him for ages. Like, he was just so nice to talk to. Like, you know, he was just so, just chill. I don't know how else to describe it.
He definitely came across as that on the show. He actually seemed, it was funny, he seemed a bit nervous in one way, but he also seemed like he didn't want to take the limelight off you. He wanted it to be your moment.
Yeah, oh, that was really nice because, as you said, yeah, he kind of, you know, he let me kind of have the stage mainly. And then, you know, yeah, it was crazy just him being there singing with me.
It's like he's only sang that song with one other person, that's Paul Mescal. So now it's you, Paul Mescal and Dermot Kennedy in one bracket. Like, that's
a trio.
That is unreal.
Hit me up.
And obviously they gave you the Windmill Lane studio for whenever, you know, you can go in and record. Was it, you know, was it always your dream to be a singer, or is it something that you just like doing and you never thought of it as a career, or what was
Yeah, well, as you said, I really love music. It's kind of like, some people like sports, some people like art, but I, you know, I just love music. And like, I always, even from like three or four, I've just been singing, like, you know, just around the house, just doing whatever I can. And then I said, you know, I take it as it comes. If it came, then that'd be brilliant. But obviously, you know, if it doesn't, so be it. You know, everything happens for a reason, you know.
And now you've been given an unbelievable opportunity that, you know, kids your age, like, even if they're thinking now at this stage, like, maybe I want to be a singer when I grow up, they'd never think they're going to get a chance to record in a studio like Windmill Lane.
Yeah. I know, like, I can't believe this has all happened to me. Like, I really just can't believe, like, it's, you know, you see people, they see stuff like this happening, but you never kind of imagine it could happen to you, do you know?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You never think you're going to be the superstar, you know, after just singing one song.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, even after the show, I was getting all these contacts from interviews, like, from, like, my local radio Midwest, like, obviously in Ireland, but even in, like, Canada and Chicago and places like that, like, they were reaching out to interview me.
And you're like, this is, Jesus, 4 hours ago I was just, you know, Mikey and...
Yeah, 4 hours ago I was just in a hotel room kind of preparing to go on and sing a little bit of a song.
It's amazing how quickly your life can change. And
and
now you have, like, you know, something to help you along in your career, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, like, even I was also on, like, the HSE Christmas party, and, like, all the newspapers were contacting me, like The Star, The Irish Times, and even, you know, I'm in contact with Britain's Got Talent to go on their show now.
Oh my God, unreal.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously COVID permitting and everything. But, you know, fingers crossed, you know.
Wow, that would really open up another new avenue to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because I'd have to go in January, which is, like, you know, obviously very soon.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see how the guidelines are in there, you know.
Well, you know, don't forget us when you're a superstar, okay, Mikey?
Oh, I don't know, you might have to wait a long time yet.
Not at all. I imagine we're going to be hearing a lot from you, and we're very excited to hear when you do get to put some stuff out. But also, you just can enjoy it as well, because you're young, you don't have to be under so much pressure yet, you know, thinking my whole life depends on this, you know.
Yeah. It's been absolutely just a whirlwind, really.
Yeah, and, you know, imagine your friends are just, like, in complete shock, but also loving this.
Yeah, well, it's like, when I went back to school, the Monday after I went back, I had to go straight into Christmas tests.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So we came home on the Saturday, and on that Monday I spent the Sunday studying, and on the Monday I had a science test first thing.
Wow, what a come down.
I know. It was like one extreme to another.
It's like from Dermot Kennedy to Bunsen burners. Wow, yeah, this is great.
I know. And yeah, can I just say a happy Christmas to everybody, and a thanks to everybody in RTE for being so kind and making the whole experience just so enjoyable.
Well, I think you have cheered up an entire country full of people and just made a very iconic moment in Irish TV history. So, Mikey,
so
it's
much.
Been so lovely to chat to you and to hear you're such a sound young fella and, you know, still so excited about it all and just as much as we are when we were watching it.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
What an amazing young guy, Mikey Maloney there. It's just, I think the toy show just still lives on. I still watch the clips and it brings such a warmth to my heart to see such amazing young people with just such great attitudes. And, you know, you hear it there, how excited he still is. And that's just, it's so lovely. And I know after seeing him on the show and hearing how he sings, he's going to be a huge star. Britain's Got Talent. You may sign him up now before he gets signed up by somebody else, because I tell you, he's going to be huge. We're going to be hearing his name a lot over the next few years, I can tell you now. Going to take a little ad break here, and then when we come back, I'll be chatting to Hollyoaks Anna Passy. Stay tuned to Q102.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.